JSD has offered summer school in the past. High school students were able to participate in credit recovery, special needs students could sign up for an extended school year, and there were a few programs for elementary students. But Ted Wilson, the district's director of teaching and learning support, says in recent years, the summer school program hasn't been nearly as big as they're expecting it to be in the coming months.
Once it's all said and done, practically every school and program in the district will have hosted some aspect of summer school. We'll have more capacity for both our special ed students and our general education students than we might have other summers.
Several sessions will be offered at different schools across all grade levels throughout June and July. At the elementary level, teachers have identified students that could benefit from a little extra time and invited them to participate in summer programs. Middle school sessions are open to any 6th, 7th, or 8th grader who wants to apply. High schools are offering more sessions than they typically do, prioritizing students who need to complete credits first and admitting other students as space allows. Most programs will focus on language arts, math, and science, but some art and PE options are available as well. Wilson says the district is using funds from the American Rescue Plan Act to make those sessions possible.
It is 100% funding the middle school, and it's funding about half of the elementary school effort. It's helping with the high school effort, although the high schools often provide a lot of what they're going to be doing.
That will be combined with a few other available grants, and the district is also setting aside money for summer school in 2022. Yvette Perez has a 10-year-old son at Mendenhall River Community School. As a single mom, she says it was hard to keep her son on track this year.
Try to juggle between, okay, you need to do homework, but at the same time, I need to be on meetings or you know, on interviews or conferences and this. So for me, it was really hard trying to, you know, make a schedule and sit down with him for like 4, 5, 6 hours a day.
Perez says her son fell behind in math and will be using the June and July summer sessions to catch up.
He was doing okay. He was like on a regular level, I would say, not like really, really smart, but when this past year that, you know, they stayed home during the homeschool session, that's when he completely dropped. Like he literally kind of like, I think, forgot everything, or kind of like it was completely different for him not having a teacher in front of him to explain things.
Alyssa Cadiente Lady Blattner has a 6-year-old in a specialized program for students with autism at Riverbend Elementary School. She says while most students attended school virtually, her son Aiden was unable to.
Aiden doesn't like using the computer and he won't engage. So we've tried doing Zoom before and he didn't want to be on the computer. He'd run away from it.
Aiden also lost a lot of his service hours where he'd get speech therapy or time with a special education teacher. The extended school year will help him catch up on those hours. Blattner says she's hoping the next year will be better both for his education and his social interaction.
He's not able to tolerate wearing a mask as long as his peers in general education are. So Aiden has actually spent the majority of his time at school in his specialized classroom. I don't think he's been in his general education classroom at all. So that is concerning because he hasn't had that social interaction with his peers.
Recruitment for summer school is still underway, but some elementary programs are already at capacity. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.